Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Galatians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are His child, God has made you also an heir. It's almost a cliche these days, but it's true. Society has been removing Christ from Christmas for a long time. Ask most people what the holiday is about, and you'll probably hear time with family more often than the birth of the Savior. And while Christians may lament that family has eclipsed Christ, our Bible reading today reminds us that Christmas is about family. Did you catch the good news in today's Bible passage? Because of Christmas, God has made you part of His family. Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. He rightly belongs in God's family. We do not. By nature, we are slaves to sin and estranged from God. But in His mercy, God sent His Son to redeem us and sent His Spirit into our hearts. And with the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, you can confidently call God Father. That is pure grace, the grace of a God who not only forgives, but adopts. And what comfort that adoption brings. All of us crave acceptance, belonging, and a sense of home. We often look for it in our earthly families and closest friendships. They are wonderful gifts, yet they can disappoint you, because like you, they are sinful. But the belonging your heart longs for is found fully in your place as a child of God. Because of Christmas, you can call Jesus your brother, and He gladly calls you His brother or sister. And you are part of a remarkable family, believers across the world and across the ages who trust in Christ. One day, you will experience the joy of a family reunion beyond imagining, a gathering that will include loved ones in Christ who died before you. So when your final day comes, you can rest in confidence. You are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are His child, you are also His heir. A place in your Father's house is already prepared, and nothing can take it from you. Father, thank you for adopting me as your child through Christ and giving me a place in your family forever. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.